From the KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. An end-of-life bill is scheduled for a hearing in the Senate State Veterans and Military Affairs Committee today. As Benta Berkland reports, similar legislation failed last year.
The bill would allow terminally ill patients with less than 6 months to live to take medication to end their lives. It would require the approval of two physicians, and the patient must be mentally competent and able to administer the medication themselves. A similar proposal started off in the Democratic-controlled House last year, but after a lengthy hearing, it didn't pass its first committee. This time around, the bill will be first heard in the Republican-controlled Senate, where it faces even stronger opposition. Opponents have religious, moral, and safety objections. Meanwhile, supporters say patients facing excruciating pain at the end of their lives deserve to have this choice. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
A similar bill starting in the House is scheduled for a hearing in the Democratic-controlled House Judiciary Committee tomorrow. The Colorado Department of Transportation has placed a new weight restriction on a bridge west of La Junta. A recent inspection of Crooked Arroyo Bridge on Highway 10 has required the agency to lower the weight limit from 80,000 pounds to 60,000 pounds. CDOT says Highway 10 is a designated route for hazardous materials and is used by hazmat trucks and other heavy vehicles. State Highway 71 and U.S. 350 has been designated as the detour around the bridge, which CDOT says increases the route length by little more than a dozen miles. The nearly 80-year-old bridge is scheduled for replacing in 2018. For KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.